Human rights groups criticized Burma's army today for forcing prison inmates onto the front lines of the country's conflict with ethnic militias, using some as human shields and executing others who tried to escape. The Southeast Asian nation's military, which calls the country Myanmar, has been accused for nearly two decades of forcing civilians, including prisoners, to serve as porters for the army. The director of Burma Campaign UK, Mark Farmaner, told Chris Wells how the prisoners are being treated.
The Burmese army has been taking thousands of prisoners from jails and using them in a variety of ways. Their main task is as porters, as basically slave labor, to carry military supplies and equipment and water to troops in Burmese army soldiers in mountainous areas who are engaged in fighting against ethnic minority armed groups in the east of the country. And particularly in Karen State in eastern Burma, there have been many of these prison porters taken into these conflict zones, where they are used as human shields to try to protect the Burmese army soldiers, human minesweepers to walk in front of the army column so that if there is a landmine, they will be the ones that tread on it, not the Burmese army soldiers.
And what is the biggest concern right now for these prisoners?
I've met with some of these prisoners who fled to neighboring Thailand. I met one prisoner. He was serving a 3-month term just for selling illegal sort of lottery raffle tickets without permission. He's then taken into a conflict zone. Where he is in extreme. Many of these prison porters have died. He'd witnessed other prison porters being executed by Burmese army soldiers when they were too tired and exhausted to keep carrying supplies. They're beaten, punished, and tortured if they're not carrying supplies fast enough. One was carrying water up a mountain. They're given no food or water themselves. One of them drank some of this water and was beaten very severely, so he could barely walk just for taking a mouthful of water from the supplies he was carrying. So many of these porters have died, and we've also had reports about when they try and escape the Burmese army, the soldiers, if they see them, they shoot them on sight. So there's arbitrary execution.
And how has the international community responded to the allegations of prisoner abuse?
Well, the International Labour Organization has been reporting on the use of convict labour in Burma for more than 20 years, but there's been no serious action taken. I mean, there's been initiatives where the dictatorship has said it's going to take certain steps, but as with everything else in Burma where it's under international pressure, it says it's going to do things. It's always sort of saying it has to be tomorrow, it always has to be tomorrow, and no action is taken, which is why the UN Special Rapporteur on Burma has called for a UN commission of inquiry into possible war crimes and crimes against humanity taking place in Burma, because the dictatorship's use of prison porters in this way, it does break international law. But although this has been known about since November, when the dictatorship broke a ceasefire with one of the ethnic Karen armed groups, they'd been on ceasefire for more than 10 years, and the dictatorship broke this ceasefire with them. And even though it was fighting only 400 of these ethnic soldiers, was unable to defeat them, which is why it's brought in all these extra prison porters to assist them. This has been known by governments and known by the United Nations, but they've been completely silent on the issue. So this report by Human Rights Watch and the Karen Human Rights Group is very important to try and force the international community to face up to what's actually going on in Burma and to get them to take action, particularly at the moment the European Union will be discussing soon what will go into the draft resolution on Burma at the General Assembly later this year, and the EU should include the establishment of a commission of inquiry. That's what the UN expert on Burma has recommended, but so far the EU has failed to say that it supports that recommendation.
Are there any other concrete steps that can be taken to improve the situation there?
Well, the UN General Assembly has mandated Ban Ki-moon to have an envoy and to work to try and get dialogue in Burma between the dictatorship, Aung San Suu Kyi and the democracy movement, and the ethnic groups. And he's completely failing to act on that mandate. In fact, for more than a year now, he hasn't had a full-time envoy working on Burma. So there's a real urgency here to restart the political process, to get the United Nations getting involved in Burma again, trying to bring the sides together, persuade the dictatorship to enter into dialogue and make improvements. Instead, Ban Ki-moon seems to just be adopting a sort of fingers-crossed, wait-and-see approach. But you know, Burma is sliding into civil war. Human rights abuses are increasing. You know, they've recently stepped up attacks against the NLD and Aung San Suu Kyi and the state-owned media. So you know, if we don't see international action, if we don't see Ban Ki-moon actually getting on with his job in terms of trying to get dialogue, then I think we're going to see a sharp deterioration of the situation in Burma in the coming year.